This spring, two problems have loomed over the Washington business of fundraising. One problem is the war. Many consider it unseemly to solicit campaign cash while U.S. troops are in peril. Problem number two is uncertainty over the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law. Opponents have brought a legal challenge to the new law that's been hung up for months on its way to the Supreme Court. But NPR's Peter Overby reports that for the fundraising professional, even problems like these can be surmounted.
Right after September 11, 2001, both parties dramatically declared a moratorium on political fundraising. Plenty of Washington insiders thought the war in Iraq would mean another such moratorium.
Something I think we all looked forward to, not only for our pocketbooks, but also for our waistlines.
Lobbyist Michael Lewin is one of those insiders, and he was wrong. Now he says the only pause he's seen in fundraising came last week when Congress left town for its spring break.
Most lobbyists pick up where the pieces as they have to, and once it became apparent that fundraising was going forward, we went forward with it.
Lewin has kept a regular schedule of attending fundraising events, both Democratic and Republican. He says nobody's using the war as part of their appeal for contributions, but still, the relentlessness bothers him as a measure of a win-at-all-costs coarsening of American politics. But on the Republican side, fundraising consultant Dan Morgan says it makes perfect sense.
Right now, being conservative, it's a great time for fundraising.
Morgan says emotions are running high among Republicans. Positive emotions supporting the troops and the president, anger at anti-war liberals. He says it can all flow together into a fundraising pitch.
You show it by putting the flag up front. You show it by spending extra time on your knees praying for these young men and women overseas and for our leaders. You get this appeal from someone who you know is supporting the president in this agenda that you feel is going to be attacked by the liberals for his or her stand on these kind of things.
Right now, the liberal in Morgan's sights is Senator John Kerry, the presidential candidate who called for a regime change in Washington.
When you have the Democrats saying stupid things, and allowing, Kerry's picture to be put on, Mr. Stupid of the Month kind of poster, it just makes for a great time for people to show that patriotism through their contributions.
The new McCain-Feingold law complicates this picture, but only slightly. One school of thought is that fundraising efforts are hamstrung by uncertainty. Washington players expected the McCain-Feingold lawsuit to be in the hands of the Supreme Court by now. Instead, three lower-level federal judges have been struggling over a preliminary decision since December. But Kent Cooper, who monitors campaign fundraising at the website Political Moneyline, says fundraising consultants and lawyers adjusted quickly to the new law.
They had to suddenly rearrange their strategies and their contracts, and I think that did cause a pause, at least at the Washington, D.C. level. But since then, they have all basically gone gung-ho in their fundraising. They have continued to spend huge amounts. Just in the month of March, the National Republican Congressional Committee paid out $4.2 million for phone banks.
And that's no accident. McCain-Feingold passed mainly on Democratic votes, but right now its effects are helping Republicans. McCain-Feingold is friendly to donations of up to $2,000 in cash, and the GOP has more donors at that level. But the law has a less obvious benefit for Republicans. Not only does it give them a fundraising advantage, but they can raise that money by campaigning against it, appealing to conservatives' outrage that liberal Democrats forced passage of limits on political money in the first place. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.